President Bush says he's troubled by reports of escalating violence in Darfur, where more than 3 years of fighting have killed an estimated 200,000 people. While the UN Security Council has approved taking over peacekeeping operations from African Union forces, the United Nations has yet to deploy any troops because the government of Sudan objects. Sudan says those AU troops will have to leave by the end of this month if they attempt to transfer their command to a force controlled by the UN, which the government says wants to recolonize Sudan. President Bush told reporters in the White House Rose Garden that it's time for the UN to act with or without Khartoum's consent.
The problem is that the United Nations hasn't acted. And so I can understand why those who are concerned about Darfur are frustrated. I am. I'd like to see more robust United Nations action. That what you'll hear is, well, the government of Sudan must invite the United Nations in before us to act. Well, there are other alternatives, like passing a resolution saying we're coming in with a UN force in order to save lives.
President Bush says the violence in Darfur, which has also displaced more than 2 million people, amounts to genocide. He wants UN troops with logistical support from the NATO alliance to establish security so a political resolution can be found to the fighting. Sudan's government has recently begun an offensive against rebels in Darfur who refused to sign a May peace agreement. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the White House.